The Edinburgh International Book Festival is a real highlight in August for anybody who loves books. After the press launch, we spoke with director Nick Barley about some of the big names who are coming this year, the big news that the New York Times is their new sponsor, and the problem with getting visas for some of the authors coming from abroad. This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this morning I'm with Nick Barley, who is the director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. Nick, you were mentioning this morning at the book launch that don't get some people's visas sorted out, then of course we might have to take the word international out of the book festival. But let's start with it was a big problem last year. All the visa situation. So do you want to tell me what your position is right at this moment?
Well, one of the extraordinary things about the problems we had last year was the level of support that we received from around the world, other festivals, politicians in Scotland, and also politicians in the UK. So we've been having a lot of discussions with various different people in the Foreign Office, British Council, about what we can do to try to resolve the problem. At this stage, it's too early to say whether we've resolved those problems satisfactorily, but I'm hoping I'll be able to say that we've got good news this year and a better situation than last year.
Tell me a little about your theme, we need new stories. I really quite like that.
Yeah, we need new stories. I mean, it sounds like a gentle theme, but of course, when you think about it, stories are not just the things that we tell our kids at bedtime. Stories are actually fundamental to our understanding of the world around us. So, for example, a story which we've all understood is about the idea of scientific progress. This story would go that basically every scientific discovery is a step forward for humankind, taking us towards ever better human life, and the world gets better and better. Of course, we've now recently realized that scientific discoveries are not always scientific advances. Some of the scientific so-called achievements have maybe caused equal problems to the human race and to the planet.
Are you talking about things like plastic, for example?
Yeah, plastic's one example. The discovery of plastic seemed to give us the possibility of fresh food distribution, cheaper products, and economic growth. But of course, what it's also done is given us polluted oceans and thousands upon thousands of microparticles which are ingesting into our bodies every year, and which may well be causing not only pollution to the planet, but also the demise of the human race. So scientific progress, this myth, and this is one of the stories that we understood as kids, you know, technology, progress, maybe that's a story that we need to rewrite.
And the strand of events we're going to be talking about, environment, privacy, gender, and China. And of course, Edinburgh also already has a big relationship with China, particularly with Shenzhen, where we've just signed a twinning agreement. So what are you hoping to get out of that? And do tell us about the sponsorship from the New York Times.
Okay. Well, the sponsorship from the New York Times is fantastic. It means that Edinburgh's great book festival will reach an even bigger audience internationally, so that underlines our international status. But also the New York Times values, which are about freedom of speech and liberal journalism, are very similar to the book festival's values.
They're really the paper of record, aren't they? Am I not right in saying that?
They're the paper of record, yes, but they also uphold ideas about equality and proper investigations around the truth. So we think that their values are very similar to ours, and so we're very happy that they are helping us by supporting a strand of debates, which really about how we can find new ways of understanding, or new stories, if you like, about some of the major issues. So the environment is one really important one. We know that with Greta Thunberg, that she has unlocked an anxiety around the way we're treating the environment, which doesn't chime with that story of growth, of eternal economic growth, which is another of our great stories of the American dream and so on. So we have to find a new way of understanding how we can live with the environment as a human race. And so that one of the discussions we'll have will be about that. Not simply a debate in which people try to beat each other in a debating competition, but where we genuinely try to find new ways of understanding the world around us.
And China is a big
growing economy.
Yeah, that's right. So how do we understand a country which whose economy is growing so fast and whose influence in the world is growing so fast and whose Belt and Road Initiative is going to connect its infrastructure with Europe's infrastructure in a way which will change our lives forever? How do we square that with the human rights challenges that we know people face who live in China? We'll be bringing, with the help of the New York Times, some great journalists, such as, for example, Carrie Gracie, who was the BBC China editor, and who, in the end, as you may remember, she fell out with BBC over the issue of equal pay when she discovered that she was being paid much, much less than some of the other country editors in the BBC. Nevertheless, her knowledge of China is second to none, and so she'll be leading that discussion about how we understand China today.
Just to round up, we have to get back to the Edinburgh-ness of the festival, because we're here in Charlotte Square, and presumably you're spilling out into George Street as well.
We are.
So we have. I'm going to throw some names at you, Nick, and you can give me just a very quick comment about each. Val McDermott.
Val, a wonderful thriller writer. She's also she's got a band, the Fun Loving Crime Writers, a wonderful fun band of crime writers who'll be playing in a free event one evening in the festival. We haven't announced which date yet, so keep an eye out for that. But she's also one of our guest selectors, looking at the theme of homelessness, talking to people from around the world about what it is not only to be the experience of living on the street, but also other issues around homelessness, such as, for example, sofa surfing, living in short-term accommodation, what it is to be a refugee. These are all types of homelessness which we're wrestling with in Britain and the world today.
And James McMillan.
Yes, James McMillan is joining us. It's his 60th birthday this year, and he's appearing in the International Festival. He also has a memoir that he's publishing this year, and so he'll be talking about looking back over his life, his extraordinary life, sometimes controversial, always brilliant, and always entertaining. And I think he'll be an extraordinary, entertaining hour with that great composer.
Prue Leith,
it's her first cookery book for, I think, 25 years. 20-something years, in any case. She's written a number of novels in the intervening period, but she's back to talk about cookery, her first love and her great love, and we're thrilled she's coming back.
You've got some really big names at this year's festival. Which biggest draw is going to be? I'm really putting you on the spot now, Mr. Berlin.
It's hard for me to say who will be the biggest draw with audiences. That's for audiences to decide. However, I mean, I think there are wonderful people in the programme. I'm not sure whether Eddie Izzard, who's created an audio book around the Charles Dickens novel Great Expectations, or whether it will be Sue Perkins, who's written a book about her travels through East Asia, or whether it will be
Linton
Kwesi Johnson, the great dub poet, or Benjamin Zephaniah, who, as well as being a dub poet, is also a playwright and an actor. He was in Peaky Blinders, if anyone saw that. But also Mary Robinson, the great Irish, the former president of Ireland, and she's also a senior figure in the environmental movement these days. Gordon Brown will be interviewing Branko Milanovic, great economist. Nicola Sturgeon will be interviewing Arundhati Roy, the Booker Prize winning novelist who's coming to Edinburgh for the first time. Which of those will be the first to sell out? I don't know, but I know people will need to get online and book their tickets early.
When can people buy tickets?
Tickets go on sale on Tuesday the 25th of June at 8:30 a.m. So get online, make sure you're registered before that, and make sure that you're ready to join the queue. The queues go through really nice and quickly, but it's really important to be ready to buy tickets for the events that you'd love to see.
Can people buy tickets in person too?
People can buy tickets in person too at the Edinburgh International Conference Centre. Doors open at 8 o'clock that morning, and tickets will go on sale at 8:30 there, or on the telephone as well. And the telephone line is 0345 373 5888.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.